Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in the case of South Dakota versus Wayfair has resulted in a diverse patchwork of new state legislation and regulations that will require many out-of-state businesses to register with state treasuries across the country to begin collecting sales taxes. Because some states have county and local sales taxes, there are more than 6,000 different sales tax jurisdictions. Almost every state has different rates and different sales tax exemptions. In the absence of federal legislation to standardize and simplify the paperwork burden, business costs are rising significantly. For any business that has more than $10,000 of wholesale and retail annual sales, whether made in a store, by telephone mail order, over the internet, or by any other means, it will have to incur the cost of tracking every sale by where the customer lives, not by where the business is located. Then it will have to check whether its wholesale and retail sales volume delivered to customers in any state exceed the state's threshold for requiring the business to register with the Treasury to begin charging and remitting that state sales tax. Even more burdensome, businesses have the responsibility to make sure they charge the correct sales tax that applies in these more than 6,000 sales tax jurisdictions and that exempt items are not assessed sales taxes. Approved software to help businesses with compliance are filled with errors. Third-party sales facilitators such as Amazon and eBay, in trying to help its business customers, are adding sales taxes to customer purchases in many states, even where no sales taxes apply. Already this year, Liberty Coin Service has lost thousands of dollars of sales on eBay, where that vendor erroneously added sales tax to transactions involving sales tax-exempt merchandise in the would-be purchaser's home state. Rather than the hassle of trying to get eBay to correct the error, in every instance, the customer canceled the transaction. When you multiply these lost sales by the millions of businesses in Michigan and across the country, and the jobs lost because of lower sales, how does that help the American economy? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.